So, as we've heard, the planned neo-Nazi march through Prague's Jewish quarter, which was banned, then permitted, and then banned again by the authorities, did not happen in the end. Around 3,000 people gathered at several places in the former Jewish town on Saturday to block the march, and the police foiled almost all attempts by far-right skinheads to get anywhere near the area. The event ended in isolated clashes between far-right and far-left radicals. Jan Richter reports.
As the clock of the Jewish town hall in Prague beat 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, hundreds of people gathered in Majslova Street outside the Jewish community building at the first of several rallies held that day around the Jewish quarter. Their purpose was to block an unauthorized neo-Nazi march through Josefov on the 69th anniversary of the pogrom of 1938, known as Kristallnacht. The words of Jiří Daníček, the head of the Federation of Jewish Communities of the Czech Republic, were hard to hear over the hum of a police helicopter surveying the center of the city. The police force, too, turned up in large numbers to prevent clashes between the neo-Nazis and their opponents. Among those who protested the idea of the provocative Kristallnacht march by donning a yellow star with the word Jude on it, just like the ones Nazis once ordered all Jewish people within their reach to wear, was member of European Parliament Vladimir Železný.
They want us not to come, not to be here, but we all must be here to show that we learn a lot from the history. And we will never again allow to repeat it. And my guess is that the huge crowd which was here is a sign that people do realize, not only Jews like me, there are many people who are not Jewish, and they were here, and it's very important. It's extremely important.
The gathering was addressed by members of the Prague Jewish community, Minister Cyril Sloboda and Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, the head of the Czech Roman Catholic Church. Another meeting followed on Old Town Square, held by the Jewish Liberal Union. It started with the sound of the shofar, a ram's horn used by the Jewish people on their most sacred holidays and at times of danger. The gathering was dedicated to the memory of those who perished during the Second World War at the hands of the Nazis. The cry of the shofar was followed by a prayer by cantor Martin Schwarz. The crowd of some 2,000 people in Old Town Square was addressed by Holocaust survivors as well as politicians and other public figures. Writer Arnošt Lustig, who was himself sent to a concentration camp as a child, had a message for the neo-Nazis.
I tell you, I'm sorry for those young people. If it would be possible, I would send them to Buchenwald for half an hour, only to see what the Nazis were. It's a satisfaction to see so many people to object, to tell to those silly young people, for whom I'm sorry, really, because they don't know what they are doing. So it's a satisfaction. The Czech people don't let fascism to come again.
Roman Catholic priest and head of the Czech Christian Academy Tomáš Halík also showed up. In his opinion, extremists must understand that democracy is not another word for weakness.
I think it's very important to show the solidarity with the Jewish people, with the minority, to say no against all extremism. But I would like also to say that it is very important that the democracy should be credible, because all the weakness of democracy could serve as a chance for the extremism. But I think it's a very important gathering here, that the people of various political, religious conviction are here together to say no against extremism.
Indeed, by 3 p.m. on a rainy Saturday, the crowds of people that gathered at the root of the planned neo-Nazi march were ready to block any attempts by the far-right extremists and anti-Semites, but none of them were in sight. The police intercepted and detained about 300 skinheads in the suburbs, and only about 24 made it to the edge of the Jewish quarter, in front of the Charles University's Law School on the bank of the Vltava.
Já netvrdím, že nebyl holokaust. To netvrdím, to byla kravina, to byl největší průser.
A co tady děláte teda?
Ale my si jdeme projít, ty jo.
This skinhead, arguing with an opponent of the demonstration, claimed they were only out for a walk, but could not get anywhere. Several isolated fights broke out between the neo-Nazis and the left-wing radicals who marched in to support the blockades. The most intense and the bloodiest occurred in front of the law school when one of the neo-Nazis, later identified as the spokesperson of far-right organization called Národní odpor, or National Resistance, shot into the crowd of anti-fascists. It was not clear what his weapon was, but the shooter was immediately stormed by the anti-fascist protesters. He ended up lying on the ground bleeding with another of his colleagues who was too slow to run away. Many of the anti-Nazi activists had arrived from Germany for the occasion and were ready to attack any skinhead in sight. They kept the police busy for the rest of the day in several parts of central Prague hunting for the neo-Nazis. They occasionally attacked the policemen as well. Altogether, almost 400 radicals from both sides were detained by the police for carrying weapons and not respecting police orders. 7 people, including a policeman, were injured, and 3 were charged with assaulting public officers. Jan Richter ending that report on the demonstrations on Saturday on the 69th anniversary of Kristallnacht.